Dan Hikuror joins us. Amidst record-breaking heat, melting glaciers and rising seas, we face a crucial reality. And embracing Indigenous wisdom like kaitiakitanga alongside cutting-edge science and technology offers hope for a sustainable change. Yesterday was Earth Day, and Earth Day was recognised globally. It's been an annual event on April the 22nd to demonstrate support for environmental protection. It was worldwide, and the kaupapa for this year was Planet versus Plastics. Dan Hikuror is from Ngāti Maniapoto Waikato Tainui, Ngāti Whanaunga as well, and he has a lot of interest and expertise in this space, and I'm pleased to have Dan Hikuror join us to talk of Earth Day. E hoa, nei rā te mihi, te whanaunga. Hoki maira, good to talk again, Dan.
Ai, tēnā koe, Dale, o te rā, kia koutou katoa, whakarongo mai ana, ngamiri o te ata.
Tēnā koe, many people would have not realised that yesterday was, in fact, Earth Day. And Planet v Plastics makes some sense. Whoever invented plastics got a lot to answer for, don't you think, Dan?
Well, indeed. And I mean, I don't know that they could have ever envisaged where we've gotten to now with our relationship with plastics and the use of plastics.
Who would have thought? It's just so ubiquitous. And you look at some third world countries just swamped by plastic bags and the like. They don't break down. Anyway, you're talking about Earth systems, and you factor Indigenous knowledge into our future in ways that others don't. Is that Indigenous knowledge? Is our mātauranga Māori still relevant today?
Oh, look, I believe it's never been more relevant, Dale. Some folks have some pretty antiquated ideas about Indigenous knowledge, and of course in Aotearoa, Mātauranga Māori, but the more enlightened amongst us, ahakohe Māori e Pākehā rānei, realise that, in fact, Indigenous knowledge, and of course here Mātauranga Māori, takes us back hundreds of years in New Zealand and thousands of years in other places, and is actually a source of really reliable and in some places extremely accurate and precise information, and that's exactly the kind of information we need in order to reverse the trends that we're seeing of those, rising sea levels and sweltering conditions, juxtaposed against, droughts and then massive storms everywhere. So that Indigenous knowledge and that what comes with it, that seeing yourself as part of the Te Ao, as seeing yourself as part of, the Maunga, the rivers, the Ngahere, brings a different mindset alongside that really important knowledge.
Animals, plants, insects are all our tuakana.
Aye, tikatau, we're the taina in and amongst those, and it seems in some of the behaviours that we've seen around the world that we've forgotten that. I need to be careful that I'm not trying to say that the Māori way of doing things or a Māori way of doing things is the only way, but I think what we're recognising internationally is that those Indigenous ways of seeing yourself as part of that, as seeing yourself as a junior member amongst those, and being respectful of your kin, and having a good relationship with them, and in fact even restoring that relationship.
People, when we raise the issue that some of the answers lie deep in our mātauranga, we'll say, hey, yeah, well, what happened to the moa?
Well, I mean, there's no culture in the world that got things right every single time, and the evidence you look at, it's absolutely clear that the moa were here, and then after our tupuna arrived, that they caused the demise of the moa. And I haven't read up highly on the research on this, but what I do know about the life cycles of equivalent, similar birds like the ostrich and the emu, is that they don't have many eggs. Per year, it takes a longer time from through sexual maturity, and then maybe they only have one or two, and so it could be that by the time we realised that we were kind of, we'd eaten the ones just in this place, and they must have been delicious, there was certainly a lot of protein, that it could have just taken a few short seasons, and then they've become locally extinct in certain places. So I'm definitely not making excuses for our tupuna. In my mind, they absolutely caused the extinction, but they learned from that, and they really put into place much more stringent controls on things. Now, remember, you know, we came down from to Aotearoa from Hawaii. You know, the word for moa is the same for chicken. And maybe, and mistakenly, they thought, oh, you know, well, chickens can breed pretty quickly and they can have whole lots of chicks running around in no time at all. And so any system of managing yourselves in the environment is only as good as the knowledge base that it's based on. And if you come in and are trying to build that knowledge base in a new place with new and amazing birds and flora and fauna, maybe there was a lag time, and by the time we realised that, it was too late.
Tēnā koe. Like you, you know, we don't want to elevate ourselves because that's not our style. We're pretty understated people in many ways, but look to work out if something is good or bad. It's often quite simple. Is it going to have a negative impact on our Earth Mother, Papa Tuanuku, or not? And if it is, then we're very cautious. But the Western model is one, certainly post-colonisation, right across the globe, in this sort of period of imperialism, extractive and exploitive attitude. Māori tend to turn our backs on economic potential if it is going to damage the natural environment. You don't think we need to change our ways?
I believe we should, and I believe we actually are. And increasingly, we're seeing companies, and particularly, I think many iwi are at the forefront of this. Not all, but many, and are saying actually, you know, we need to be thinking about it. We hear all the time our grandchildren's grandchildren. Now, that's a very human focused statement, but actually, what it means is, you know, if the pile's not in good shape, then there is no future for our grandchildren's grandchildren. And so the kinds of decisions we make are based more and more on that, you know, that intergenerational outlook, that kind of the 200, 500 kind of years. You know, I'm thinking of folks like Wakatū. I'm thinking of folks like Tūrupaki Trust. You know, those are just two that come to mind. They have very intergenerational outlooks, and they take their responsibilities as being taina, yet being able to, be provided for by Papa Tuanuku rather than just try and take and take and take from her.
Are you nervous about the fast-track situation we find ourselves in, Dan?
I must say I am a little nervous about that. I need to kind of put right in alongside that I don't know that the previous system that we had was working all that well. I think the rationale for change was really good. We can debate whether, you know, the previous government's solution for that was going to work or not, but I certainly think the fast track and what that does for me is it removes the ability for people with expertise in these certain things, and I need to be very clear that I'm not saying that any of those three particular individuals at the moment have or do not have expertise, but that would only be by chance rather than by design. If you set up a system where you have folks who know about the kinds of things that it looks like the power for ministers will be, you know, put into their hands to make a yes or no on those kinds of things. That's what I have a little bit of fear about.
Tēnā koe. How does our traditional knowledge work along science and technology? And what do you think needs to happen to make Indigenous knowledge part of the everyday knowledge of looking after our land and seas?
Yeah, once again, I'll pick up on, you know, there are examples where people have been doing this, and increasingly folks are trying to, well, folks, maybe institutions, organisations are trying to include more of that, those Indigenous ways of knowing and being and doing as part of the everyday. You know, some places now are including maramataka in their decision-making and their planning. And I think the key point for how we can use that Indigenous knowledge goes back to the earlier point I made, Dale, that in any decision-making, we want to have at our fingertips information that we can trust, that is reliable. And many of us, myself included, have demonstrably shown that much Mātauranga Māori and indeed more internationally Indigenous knowledge is extremely reliable. We can demonstrate its accuracy, we can demonstrate its precision, but not all of it fits into that kind of style. So if we just draw from all the information that's available, recognising, though, that some of the tools we use to determine veracity of things like science can't be the same kind of tools that we would use to determine the veracity of some mātauranga. Now, for example, increasingly it's becoming more and more apparent that taniwha and the pūrākau of taniwha are in fact, you know, really good disaster risk reduction policies and mechanisms. They tell us when there are places that things might be hazardous from time to time. Yet we codify that in a story form and in a way which makes sense to our tupuna. Now, if we use a science framing to try and test the veracity of, say, a taniwha in the form of a lizard, you know, we would prove that to be false at the first step, but that would be the wrong test to determine how accurate or precise or reliable that information would be. Rather, we need to come at it from a mātauranga Māori lens. And so I think that combination of recognising that knowledge is amazing and is extremely useful and can show that accuracy, that reliability, that precision, alongside, you know, seeing yourselves as part of the environment, I think those are two critical factors that can really contribute, not just for Māori, but for everyone and for the good of Papa Tuanoku.
Always enjoy our conversations. Thanks very much, Dan, for sharing some thoughts about yesterday's Earth Day and other matters, including how we should be very proud of the bank of knowledge our tupuna have left us, i.e. mātauranga Māori. Māori ora kia koe, te rangatira. Thank you for sharing some time with us on the program today, Dan.
Yeah, tēnā koe, Dale. And maybe just in closing, you know, if we now can see, and this is internationally, this is happening, that, you know, Indigenous knowledge and ways of knowing and being and doing are offering maybe one of our best hopes. The way that everyone can engage there is that we're all Indigenous to the planet, eh?
Well, we're united in that. We are all children of Papa Tuanuku. Kia ora, Dan. Good talking with you. Thank you.
Tika tau.
Tēnā koe. Hei kona. Dan Hikuroa joining us.